and welcome to the White Star Temple podcast. I'm Soltec, speaking to you from Australia, and this is episode 5. In this episode, I'll be presenting news and updates, your feedback, plus we'll be hearing from Toltec as she speaks upon the Ascended Master Melchizedek. And I'll also be presenting another free Ascended Master lecture, this time from the beautiful archangel known as Kirael. News and updates. Well, for this episode, I was hoping to announce the availability of my long-awaited White Star Temple book. But alas, it's taking longer than I expected. I've completed the cover, and there's a preview of this cover on the MelchizedekUniversity.com website for you to have a look at. And I've also now finished the corrections and final proof. But as most printers, at least here in Australia, begin to close down as it nears the end of this year, it's more likely that I'll be publishing it first thing in 2009. And actually, that has a really good feel to it. So I'll keep you posted. You can always pre-order, remembering that I'm only going to be doing a very small first run of these books, as it's my intention to actually have it published by a proper publishing house. So you can email me at melchizedekuniversity@gmail.com if you would like me to reserve you a copy, and I'd be happy to do that. Well, the other news is that I've started 2 new groups here in Newcastle. I've gone out of my comfort zone, and I'm now running these groups at a local spiritual centre. Normally, I host my groups in my own home. So this is a departure for me. And the local centre is called Miriam Gardens, which is affiliated with the Harmony Centre. So for those of you who live in either Newcastle or Sydney, you may be familiar with the Harmony Centre, which is based around the spiritual teacher Kim Fraser. And I've met Kim, and I've undertaken her workshops and meditations, and they're very beautiful and powerful. Well, I've started these groups at Miriam Gardens, and it was my original intention that these groups be an introduction to the Ascended Masters. So it was going to be designed for people who were relatively new upon their spiritual path. And I was going to channel through very simple words and energies, just to be able to familiarize people with who the Ascended Masters are and what they feel like. But of course, when I started, the people who began to turn up to these 2 groups were clearly very advanced. And despite my intention, the Ascended Masters thought differently. So I now have 2 new White Star Temple groups. And I'm absolutely delighted. They've been going now for about 6 weeks. And the feedback I've been getting from those who come to these 2 new groups is that they're absolutely enjoying the journey. So, even though you may not live in Newcastle or even Australia, you can also start and enjoy your journey through the White Star Temple and the Melchizedek University, which is found within the temple. You can go to my website, melchizedekuniversity.com, and learn about how you can participate. It stands outside of space and time, which means anyone can come into the temple at any point and journey with us all. In previous episodes of this podcast, I've given quite detailed descriptions and information on the university and the temple. Well, my friends, as this will be probably the last podcast for this year, I take the opportunity to wish you a marvellous holiday season and a happy new year. For this episode, we've heard from Shirley from the USA. And she says, "Hi, Soltik. I have the Melchizedek University CDs. I am only at the second set, yet I have found my vibration has changed. I fell last Monday morning coming home from working night shift, and I really hurt myself, especially my knees. I was in great pain, and I could feel my body in shock and shaking. I didn't think I could go into work that night, but I listened to one of the Melchizedek University CDs and felt a vibration come into my body and especially my knees, and then I went to sleep. The shaking stopped and I felt calm. I cannot believe how fast my knees have healed. Today is Thursday and I can lightly kneel on them. Most of the swelling is gone and I can bend them and go up and down steps with no pain. I thought I would be limping for days. I am amazed and very grateful. In love and light, Shirley." Well, thank you, Shirley, for getting in touch and sharing that healing experience. And it's fascinating to know that this is a possible consequence of working with the higher dimensional energies as found within the White Star Temple. And I've heard from other people in my meditation circles who've said similar things, who've called upon the White Star Temple energies to bring down healing. And apparently it's worked very quickly and very well for them. So that's a marvelous thing to know. If you'd like to give me your feedback, get in touch. MelchizedekUniversity@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. And next, we're going to hear from Valda. So, Valda, can you share with me your experience of the energies within the White Star Temple?
Well, the words are inadequate, but I would have to say that it's absolutely beautiful. Very, very different to anything that I have experienced before. Sublime would be a good word. It's just absolutely wonderful.
And your experience of the Ascended Masters within this temple, is it different to just how you would ordinarily experience them?
Yes, it is. Somehow it's, the only words I can think of it is, it's much more personal. It's like they are your most gracious friends. It's beautiful.
Thank you, Valda. I recently spoke to the Australian healer and channel Toltec about her perception of the Ascended Master Melchizedek. And of course, Melchizedek is the namesake for the university as found within the White Star Temple. Melchizedek, in my experience, has the most profound and beautiful and powerful energies. And he initiated the whole idea of the university and the temple, for which, of course, I'm very grateful. And as I've journeyed through the temple with him, he regularly comes in to give lectures, of course, and more importantly, his energies, but also along the way, he's given activations and initiations, the first of which was to present those of us within the temple a most wonderful multifaceted diamond representing our multidimensional soul consciousness. And this gets expanded upon the more that you travel through the temple. These initiations and activations are available to you because the temple stands outside of space and time. You need only simply listen to these lectures and you are transported to the original moment that they were given. Well, let's hear what Toltec has to say about her experience of Melchizedek.
My experience with Melchizedek has been that his main focus is to work with shifting the consciousness of individual human beings so that they can more easily and readily access their interdimensional self, or at least to become aware of the fact that they are interdimensional, that the human consciousness is not simply limited to the physical vehicle, the mind and the ego. And so in my healing practice, the beautiful Melchizedek works tirelessly and with love to make people aware of the powerful and divine beings that they truly are.
Lastly, we come to the free Ascended Master Lecture from within the Melchizedek University of the White Star Temple. And for this episode, I'm absolutely delighted to introduce you to the Archangel Kirael. And Kirael has become an integral part of the White Star Temple journey. He has amazing energies and beautiful words. This particular message from him is an introduction to what he calls the angelic principle. It gives an overview of the greater context of angels within creation. And I'd find it truly fascinating. And as we journey through the temple, Kirael begins to give us more and more information regarding the angelic principle and how we humans will be interfacing with the angelic realm in our future. So I do hope that you enjoy Kirael's words and, more importantly, his energies. I do encourage you to listen to this lecture while in a meditative state, because you will then receive the greater communication that is coming through the energies. The words will be beautiful, but they're there for your mind. And the Ascended Masters and the Archangels speak to your soul and speak to your greater consciousness energetically. Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the White Star Temple podcast. I look forward to you joining me next year as we continue our journey through the White Star Temple. I'm Soltec from Australia. Bye for now.
Greetings, dearest ones. It is I, Archangel Kirael, who comes forth to communicate with you this day. And as is your custom, allow a beautiful column of golden white light to appear about you and integrate this into your energy field, filling this room with the Christ consciousness. Well, my friends, I come forth as an emissary, if you will, of the angelic realm, or the angelic principle, as we wish to call it. And perhaps I am not one of the archangels that you are familiar with, for I am not part of human mythology or history as such. But I come forth at this time as a cosmic angel, one whom is in service throughout the cosmos, not tied to any particular reality or occupied physical realm. And I wish to speak briefly about the angelic principle. And as you may well know, of course, the angelic realm was part of first manifestation, when the All That Is did burst into existence through creation. And just as this manifestation was light and sound, and the outbreath jettisoned itself through space and time to create dimensional existence, so it is that upon this first burst of thought energy did the angelic realm come into being. So for as long as there has been time, we predate 99.9% of all else in creation. And so we hold, let us say, a concentration of divine energy, which as it travelled outward and expanded the space-time continuum to accommodate itself, the energy did not dissipate, but rather, of course, it evolved upon its path. And so we remain, for want of a better term, unevolved, being part of that first manifestation. And in a sense, one can then say that we are the closest to the initial thought of God, of the All That Is. And it is no wonder then that the angelic realm has held such fascination for humanity. For truly we are incredibly powerfully divine beings who have such an intimacy with Source that it is not possible for all ones who were subsequent to us to comprehend. This is what we call the angelic principle. For being part of the first word, the first thought, the first manifestation, there is a knowingness within the angelic principle of the exactness of the All That Is. It is not something that can be conveyed or communicated or passed on, for you have to be this in order to know this, to be part of the angelic principle. And this is not to say, of course, that the angelic principle is in any way above or in any way hierarchical in terms of all else that has followed. Whereas the outbreath move through the space-time continuum, taking it along with it, life became experienced in an infinite array of being, none better or worse, just different. And you often refer to this difference as frequencies, the multi-dimensions, the level of frequencies, the level of tone that moves outward with the outbreath, all of which is comprised of multiple tones, multiple octaves, multiple pitch, to create the overall sound of creation. Also simultaneously manifest as light and colour. and all manner of things outside of the frame of reference of those in the physical. And why is it important for ones to know of the angelic principle? Well, in a literal sense, it is not dissimilar to asking why is it important that Earth, that humanity know its own history. Because there is something to the idea of knowing one's roots, one's origins. For as first manifestation or part thereof, all things have extended outward from the angelic principle, the angelic realm. For the outbreath passed through us and continued on through the space-time continuum. And so, through all else in creation, there are varying degrees of angelic energy and vibration, including within yourselves and all else upon the earth and within this particular universe. For universes were not all manifest at once, and when the angelic principle came into being, there was no universe. For the angelic principle, being close to the all that is, just is. And one explanation that may help is that you have iconic pictures of saints whom have halos, that which represents the divine consciousness of that person. Well, so it is that you could say that the angelic realm is the halo surrounding the all that is, that confirms the divinity of Source. And as such, we do not belong to any universe or limited to any dimension. For although we move through the space-time continuum of existence, we are not literally part of it, the same as the outbreath of the all that is not literally part of creation, because it stands outside of creation. Creation, as you well know, is indeed being an illusion. And we are not part of the illusion, but we are part of the outbreath, and therefore are not infinite, but finite until such time as an in-breath. Yet our consciousnesses can observe and move throughout all of creation, being truly not part of it, but able to be moving through it. Which is why we can be as omnipotent as Source itself. So indeed there is a specialness to the angelic principle, and there is, let us say, an untapped, profound availability soon to come to humanity from the angelic realms. For truly, as there shall be, because there can be, an in-breath, a return to Source, as Source moves to the next thought, So it is that as we stand outside of creation itself, we will play an active part in the in-breath as we have done with the out-breath. And therefore we will be working with humanity in ways that have not yet been known and offered to humanity, beyond the role that has been assigned by humanity to us as simply guardians and caretakers and right-hand beings of God. For there is not yet any true recognition of the full function of the angelic principle. And I hope that I may return to you and as best as can be communicated in words, which is very little, I hope to be able to at least offer some sort of insight in preparation for ones who are destined to align themselves with the angelic principle. And of course, the words shall be but a mask for an integration of knowingness that will come through other means, through the means not limited to the speaking of words. And so this is my message and my introduction this day. I am Archangel Kiriel Adonai.